It can be very frustrating to put in time and energy to collect Google reviews just to have them not display. On this episode of Propel Your Practice, we're looking at why your Google reviews are not displaying and what actions you should take to get those reviews to show up. Hello, and welcome to the Propel Your Practice podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Sullivan with Propel Marketing and Design. On this podcast, we discuss actionable marketing strategies to help clinic owners like chiropractors, physiotherapists, and acupuncturists propel their practice's online presence. And man, oh man, are we talking about a hot topic today. And that is Google reviews. It can be so frustrating when you put in so much time and energy into collecting these reviews just to have them not display. Before we do a deep dive into Google reviews, I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to join a free masterclass I put together on the 5 secrets of owning the first page of Google without paying for ads. You can find a link to sign up for this free masterclass in the show notes for this episode or by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. During this workshop, we do a deep dive into strategies to help you improve your online presence, including your Google Business Profile. That's what used to be called the Google My Business listing and what controls the Google Maps section, along with how voice SEO plays a big role in today's search and where you should be focusing your efforts online for the biggest impact. Again, you can join the masterclass by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. Okay, back to the topic of this episode, Google reviews. So let's start with the basics. Your Google reviews are associated with your Google Business Profile listing. This is what used to be called your Google My Business listing and what controls the way your information is displayed in Google Maps, along with the knowledge panel when someone searches for your clinic. If you have yet to verify your Google Business Profile listing or optimize that listing, that's step number one, and I'm going to give you a couple resources for that. We recently did a podcast called How to Use Your Google Business Profile Listing to Generate New Leads. You can find a link to that episode in the show notes or by visiting our website, propelyourcompany.com. There's also 2 great blog posts that you can find on propelyourcompany.com. One is What Every Chiropractor Needs to Know About Their Google Business Profile, and there is a Google Business Profile, The Ultimate Guide to Optimizing Your Listing. And you can simply go to propelyourcompany.com and search for Google Business Profile to get any of those excellent resources. So let's look at some of these reasons why your reviews are not displaying. And then we're going to go into what actions you should take if you're having the issue of your reviews not displaying. Now, just a little note, I'm recording this in July 2022. Right now, these are some of the most common reasons why reviews are not displaying. If your business listing is new, or your business profile is inactive, it could cause your reviews to not display. Reviews that are left from the same IP address that was used by somebody else who left a review usually do not display. If you offer public Wi-Fi, you've logged into your Google Business Profile account from that Wi-Fi, and your patients or customers have logged into the same Wi-Fi when they left the review, your review might not display. If the review contains a phone number, it will not display. If the review contains restricted language like profanity or racial slurs, it will not display. If you've hired a company to post your reviews, they will not display. If you have an on-site review station, you're going to have issues with those reviews displaying. If the review is located nowhere near you or has never physically visited your location, then Google will flag it and it might not display. If you hired a company to post reviews for you, again, that's another reason why Google might flag your reviews. If your business has recently changed locations, there also might be reasons why your listing, your reviews on your listing will not display. Now, one that people don't always think about is that the person might not actually have left the review. It could be that they just said, oh yeah, of course I'll leave you a review. But you want to make sure that they actually physically took the actions to leave the review. Reviews will not display if Google thinks it's from a current or former employee. If Google thinks that you are paying for or incentivizing for reviews, they will not display. So one thing to think about there is you want to spread out the ways and the times that you collect your reviews. So if you're going after reviews by sending out email campaigns, don't send the email campaign to your complete list on one specific day, because they might all leave reviews during that specific time period, which could be a red flag to Google. Another reason why your reviews might not be displaying is because the user could have deleted the review. It could be that there was bad grammatical errors that made the review look fake. And I've seen this happen a lot of times where it's just that the person leaving the review really did not use proper grammar. Or it could be even as simple as their wording. Like they might have said, the location provided a family style atmosphere. And so Google grabs onto the word family and is like, ooh, maybe this is a person talking about them being family instead of that it's a family style atmosphere. If in any way it looks like it was a bot that left a review, or if the reviews are repetitive, meaning that there's three or four reviews in a row saying, this person was an amazing chiropractor, or this person helped me with my back pain, it could be a red flag to Google. Here are some things that Google considers when it's looking to decide if a review is fake or spammy. Does the review reflect a genuine experience? Has the review been posted just to manipulate the practice's ratings? Is the review content actually real and relevant to the location? Has the exact same review been posted before on different dates? Has the person reviewed multiple times? They're going to check to see if it seems to be on topic. And in fact, if you look at Google reviews, you'll see that they bold keywords that are related to your topic. So if you are a chiropractor and somebody leaves a review stating that you've helped them get rid of their back pain, you'll see the phrase back pain is bolded. Or if they mention a chiropractic adjustment, you'll see chiropractic adjustment showing in a bold font. So you want to make sure that the testimonial that they leave, the review that they leave, sounds real, authentic, and it does not contain any bad grammar. And we also have to remember that sometimes Google's algorithm is just really aggressive with the spam filters, and it keeps reviews from showing up. So what do you do? What do you do if you're missing reviews or if reviews have disappeared? I cannot promise you that taking the following actions will guarantee that your reviews will get reinstated, but the following are my suggestions for the actions you should take. You want to contact support by going to support.google.com/business/get-help. When you get connected with the support, you want to share a link to a Google Doc. You should put together this Google Doc before you contact support. On this Google Doc, you want to include examples. For instance, if someone sent you a screenshot of a testimonial that they left that they can see on their phone or computer, but is not displaying associated with your Google Business profile listing. You want to make sure that the Google Doc is accessible by whoever you are sharing the document with. So make sure that you adjust those settings on your Google Doc so that you can easily share it as a resource and as a place to collect all information associated with any of your Google reviews that are not properly displaying. That can show the team at Google, the support team, all of the details. In most cases, they'll be able to get your reviews to show up. In situations where they're not able to help, add your customer support ID number to the Google Doc and then create a new thread at the Google Business Profile Community Forum. You want to keep it brief with one or two sentences explaining your problem and a link to the Google Doc. So that Google Doc should include screen captures of the testimonials. So if somebody says that they're leaving you a review, they can show you the review on the phone, but it's not displaying. Just drop that image into the Google Doc. It's also important to note that it can take a while for some reviews to show up. So keep in mind that your reviews might not show up for 4 to 6 weeks. You want to be patient. And if you are using a third party to collect reviews and they're not displaying, try collecting them manually to see if that is something that is causing the issues. And whatever you do, don't stop collecting reviews. Keep on going. Make sure that you continue to actively collect your reviews. So we shared tons of reasons why your reviews might not be showing up. And to be honest, it could be a number of things. It could be that Jan left a review and she tried to include a link in it. And Bob left a review and his grammar was horrible. It could be then that Jake tried to leave a review, but it looked like he was leaving it from your location at the same time as Sam was leaving a review from your location. So you've got to look at the reviews on an individual basis to try to figure out what's causing the problem. Now, of course, there can be the problem that umbrellas all of these, being that you have not claimed your Google Business Profile listing, have not filled out the proper information for it, have recently changed locations, which can confuse Google, or you have multiple listings for your Google Business Profile. So you want to make sure that you go through and that you make sure that all is in check and proper with your Google Business Profile listing before going through and determining the cause and the reason that each one of your reviews is not displaying. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you gained some value out of this and that it helps you start to identify what could be causing your reviews to not display and that you now know the actions you can take to help get those resolved. Well, hey, before we head out, I want to invite you to join in on a free masterclass I put together on the 5 secrets to owning the first page of Google without paying for ads. You can find a link to sign up for this free masterclass in the show notes for this episode or by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. During this workshop, we do a deep dive into strategies to help you improve your online presence, including your Google Business Profile. That's what used to be called the Google My Business listing and what controls the Google Maps section, along with how voice SEO plays a big role in today's search and where you should be focusing your efforts online for the biggest impact. All right. Well, that's it for today. Again, you can join the masterclass by visiting propelyourcompany.com/learn. And if you have a topic that you would like to hear on an upcoming episode of Propel Your Practice, please send it in by visiting propelyourcompany.com/podcast-topics or looking for the link in the show notes. Thanks so much for your time. I'll talk to you soon.